Here we go with the rundown of Windows 7. If I talk too fast, it's because there's a 10-minute time limit on YouTube videos, and my last video ended up being 16 minutes and 28 seconds. I tried Windows 7 yesterday, and it ended up staying on my hard drive for 5 hours in its various incarnations. I ended up installing it 3 times in total. I ended up getting the blue screen of death like 9 times. This was just on this system. I tried it also on my Athlon 64 system. This is a Core 2 Duo that I have overclocked. Shorthand, I know what I'm doing with computers. I've used everything from the Commodore 64 to now. I've used Linux, I've used Mac OS, X, Classic, Windows, you name it. And Windows 7 is by far the worst pile of crap I have ever seen. It honestly makes Vista look like the most perfect operating system ever released by anyone at any time. I think that this is another step in the Vista ad campaign to make it look not so bad in comparison. But, that having been said, it did recognize one piece of hardware off the bat that also has a Vista driver, but it recognized it off the bat, so I got to enjoy it for all of, like, you know, maybe 60 seconds before, you know, between crashes. The blue screen of death was a big problem. People say it's usually hardware, but it's happened on both systems. I turned it on with processors from two manufacturers, motherboards from two manufacturers. You get the point. It's a problem with Windows. I was not using any outside drivers whatsoever. It was just whatever Microsoft decided that Windows 7 should be doing with my computer is what happened. So, I mean, I was using Microsoft certified drivers, everything, and so it is bugs in Windows. Every time it crashed, it would actually corrupt the file system horribly. NTFS is not really all that failure tolerant. And so it ended up twiddling my bits without going into it too much of a technical description of why I hate NTFS because of time constraints. It is guaranteed to corrupt at least everything in the write cache, plus replay junk that ended up in the journal because of its primitive journaling abilities. It also depends on a master file table instead of inodes on a Unix file system. So if your master file systems get, if your master file tables get corrupted, then you're just done for. But what ended up making me ditch Windows 7, period, once and for all, was actually when I took out the entire operating system by installing software for my Logitech QuickCam webcam. And so I was using the driver that actually came with Windows. Windows actually recognized it. Well, the problem was not the driver. It wasn't anything in kernel space. It was a user mode application, much like I'm using now to make this video, to talk about how much I hate Windows 7. I was trying to make a video with my webcam. Well, there's Windows applications for that on that CD. Unfortunately, they try to hook into Explorer, and that's the Windows shell. Expect to find the Vista or XP one corrupt the Windows 7 one beyond repair. And in an operating system like Linux, this would not be a problem because you can hit Control-Alt-F1, kill all X, or, you know, kill 9, whatever X's process ID is, and, you know, go find X's configuration file, see what's messed with it. I mean, it doesn't really happen that often, but if it does, then there's something you can do about it at least. And in Windows 7, there is actually no terminal that you can drop down to fix problems with Windows. There is a recovery mode that ships with the CD, but it does not fix this kind of a problem. And so you will end up having to reformat and lose everything. Moving on to performance. Performance-wise, I did not see that bad of a regression over Vista, but it was still not anywhere near on par with the Mac OS or with Linux or with even earlier versions of Windows such as XP. I did some, you know, crude kind of, I can download this game for free or I can run Quake Wars or something. And it was a regression over Vista, but, you know, it was maybe I'm going to say 10%. You know, it was, you know, maybe typical of what you'd, you know, see from going from Windows 2000 to XP. That having been said, it was a 300% regression over XP and Ubuntu on Sauerbraten and on enemy territory Quake Wars, which I was not too thrilled with. Also, one final point before I... a couple final points. One is boot time. Boot time is something that Microsoft has been bragging about. It's not all that great on Windows 7. I've seen startup times anywhere from 49 seconds on this system, where Ubuntu takes 19 seconds to start up, to over a minute and a half on that system in there, where Ubuntu takes about 24 seconds to load. And obviously there's no advanced tools to, you know, gauge your boot up process with Windows, but I pulled out my cell phone and I think I got a, you know, I timed it from power on to login screen, and it is just agonizing. It is like shoot me slow. And so that's about it, except that it costs $400. It will cost about $400 because this is a Windows 7 Ultimate Edition that we're talking about, which is kind of like Vista Ultimate Edition, which cost about $400. Only it doesn't include any useful software whatsoever. It doesn't even include antivirus, which Windows needs. It doesn't have applications for your webcam, which is why I destroyed my system trying to get applications for my webcam. It doesn't have basic video editing, because they even removed the very crude Windows Movie Maker that is shipped with Vista, but you can go to a Microsoft site and get that back. And they've disabled third-party codecs in Windows Media Player, so you're going to have to get a VideoLAN client if you actually want to play anything that Windows Media Player cannot handle natively. Don't you love DRM? So, it all comes with... It doesn't have an Office suite. You have to go download that, which already comes with a Linux distribution. It doesn't have Firefox, and you have to go download that, and it already comes with a Linux distribution. So there's a lot of useful software that's out there that Windows does not come with. Maybe it's not available. Maybe you have to go download some shareware or spyware or something, you know, to, you know, go plug in the holes, or go, you know, to go buy some box sets, you know, something that you get for free or cheaper on a different system. My verdict is that if you're using Windows on an existing PC, you can easily skip Windows 7 because it's not really any improvement over Vista. It has the same, basically the same user interface with a few tweaks. My cat. you're really not going to miss anything. It's not even like it supports any major new DirectX version. So if you have Vista and you're happy with it, or you're not happy with it, or whatever, you can stay with it, save yourself some money, and in this tough and trying economy and blah, 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 so on and so forth, you know what I'm getting at. If you have the money, go get a Mac. I mean, if you don't want to bother with Linux, if you don't have the money, or if you're kind of a geek, grab Linux. You know, it's really much easier to use than it used to be. You can go to shipit.ubuntu.com, and they'll even send you a CD free of charge if you just want to, you know, try it out on an older PC. I've had some great success with that. But my verdict on Windows 7 is F-. And thank you for watching, and have a good day. The links to my blog are on the side panel. I actually did more of a kind of a write-up on it. I didn't really, you know, feel like dealing with it that long to, you know, get a more overall, or do very many proper benchmarks. I mean, IE8 is a piece of crap. Windows performance on video games is crap. That's all I need to know. It's unstable. It eats my data. It's going to cost a lot of money. So, that having been said, peace out.